Welcome back, friends, to another episode of the Amber May Show. I am so excited on today's episode because I have Dr. Brian Artis joining me. I know you remember him. He was the one who told us all about the dangers of remdesivir shutting down our kidneys, but that was the hospital protocol during COVID. And so he was warning us about the dangers of remdesivir and how it failed the Ebola trial. And he was sharing us all about that. But he has something coming up. It's called healingfortheages.com. It's this week. So if you go to healingfortheages.com, use promo code Amber, you get to save 10%. You need to go there because everyone who attends gets $400 worth of free health products, whether it's supplements. I'm not exactly sure all that's in the bag, but everyone's getting it. So Dr. Artis is joining me today. And then I'm going to talk to you about safe blood. I think this is really important for you guys to know. There is a blood bank out there that is for people who have not got the vaccine. So if you are worried about having to go get a blood transfusion at the hospital, and you're just worried about are you going to get the mRNA blood into your body, I have a solution just for you, and it's called Safe Blood. So we're going to get in to learn more about what Safe Blood is and how you can take advantage of it. So that's coming up on today's show. Now, remember, I was at the Reawaken America tour and it was kind of loud. So just bear with me. I did the best I could with the audio. So just bear with me. But please like, share, and subscribe. I'd really appreciate that. If you believe in what I'm doing, consider becoming an angel investor. And the easiest way to do that is going to theambermayshow.com. Click the donate button. Donate whatever you feel you can donate. Or for one cup of coffee a month, you could be a $5 monthly subscriber by going to theambermayshow.locals.com. And while you're on the website, please check out my resource tab. I have a whole bunch of information that I put on the website for you. So please check that out, or my merchandise page, and you can help support the show that way by picking up a cup or buying a t-shirt. That'd be great. I always add more information, so join me on Telegram at The Amber May Show on Telegram. I'm on True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, and Clout Hub. So find me there as well. Well, coming up right now is Dr. Artis.
Censoring me.
Oh, absolutely.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
I just think it's really cool because I met you online before you ever met me in person. And it was such a God connection where I'm like listening to you talk about remdesivir, you're educating me galore. And then we have a mutual friend and I was just like, oh, Dr. Artis, he's here. And it was, I felt so cool because I finally got to meet the man who was on my phone and I was learning from them, like, wow. So again, like, it's just been so cool getting to know you over the years and seeing how you've been educating all of us.
It has been a great experience actually getting to meet people I've never met before, like yourself, and networking and connecting with people across the world that
yeah.
I would have never met before if there wasn't such a criminal attempt to deceive all of the human family. And I really do feel this way every day when I wake up, that I've got to go research, learn something, and figure out how to articulate it to people to help save their lives, because I feel like I'm some like older brother to the world is how
yes,
I actually feel.
Yes, I know.
And I am the oldest of five kids, and I think I always had that as naturally in my home, but I think I just spewed that all over the earth.
Well, God put a desire in your heart to help people.
Oh, yeah.
That's why you went into medicine to
yes.
begin with. Because if you didn't, God put something intrinsically in you, and now that you know this information, it's almost like the prophet Jeremiah says, it burns in your bones, so where you have to get it out. And so you have this wonderful conference coming up, and what I love about it is it's because you care about people, not because you want to get rich and famous. It's because you want to get all this information to help us everyday people learn how to heal our bodies. So I would love you to tell us a little bit more about this event coming up.
Yeah, we've all been to many conferences in the last 4 years. Unbeknownst to most people, these events you're seeing with a lot of medical professionals and health people speaking out, a lot of them are showing up now because there was a health emergency. I've been going to conferences for the last 20 years every month of my life.
Every month?
Because I'm like a fanatically obsessed about wanting to learn as much as I can about how the human body works, what's being discovered in nature that heals people. That's just how I am. So to be great for my patients in practice, I was always every month going somewhere, flying somewhere in the world to actually be educated on a topic related to health, whether it's acupuncture, chiropractic, nutrition, homeopathics, detoxing, parasite testing, microbiome testing. It was my whole world this whole time.
Wow.
Now that I've been a part of these, like, it's a health crisis event. We've got to keep people at home and not send them to a hospital.
Yeah.
I started to have this different impression over the last, like, year and a half. There was a big disappointment in me when I would leave conferences, feeling like the people in the audiences are probably leaving more confused than when they came in.
Yeah.
And even though it was wonderful, the message got across, even with the confusion, that hospitals are the last place to go.
Yeah.
Stay home. The second narrative was, vaccines are bad, don't do it.
Right.
Okay, great. So that didn't help. But still to this day, when people aren't going to the hospitals, they know they're not going to get the vaccines. There are so many organizations that have popped up. So many medical doctors that have created platforms, medical doctors, telemedicine, and they all have different suggestions. If you have COVID, if you have long haulers, if you're worried about acute cases in the future, if you got vaccine injured or whatever, you're worried about shedding, here's our solutions, here's our protocols. And when you go to these events, every single doctor and every single organizer has a different protocol to recommend. And I always worry that there's not a clear understanding of the next steps to take when they got home. And what's different about these 4 years and my conferences I went to before, for 20 years, there wasn't a single conference I ever went to where all the notes of what was being presented wasn't handed to me so I could follow along with them and then take that information home without sitting there having to screenshot with my phone, write down everything the person said, which is all you're getting at these events.
That's brilliant, yeah.
So a year ago, I started getting this impression that it was time for me to do my own conference. Now, this is not a joke. I went to conferences every month for 20 years. Every month. But I only held one conference of my own as a doctor my practice.
Okay.
And it was only because I learned something that I thought was so important I had to do it. So I rented a ballroom at a Westin hotel, brought in 400 people and my patients, educated them over 8 hours. And then I stopped. That was 2 years before COVID happened.
Oh, wow.
All right, so everybody in that room got every single thing I showed them in print form.
Oh, that's great.
Here's your booklets. Here's all your information you need. Now go. This conference is going to be very, very different. Every conference I've been to and that you've been to, every medical doctor's been to, every patient's watched or attended.
Right.
You all are aware that there's this bioweapon called SARS-CoV-2 virus.
Right.
That was engineered in a lab.
Right.
Okay, great. Now, how many things have we been told work to beat the virus?
Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, vitamin D.
Zinc. Right. Hyperbaric oxygen chambers.
Yes. And then you came out with something that was very fascinating with the nicotine time eludes me. I don't know, was it a year ago, a couple months ago? Okay. Yeah, that was fascinating to me. I'm like, what? Yeah. Because you discovered a snake venom in the shot, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, so this is what's very different, right? So we just gave a list of all the things that many, many people have recommended, including myself. Vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, selenium, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, blah, blah.
And you're not discrediting any of them.
No. And when you leave these events, I just worry that there's so many different, these are the doses you need. This is how many days a week. You're going to take it for this many days, and then not this many days. You're going to cycle on and off. I think everybody's leaving still worried that there's not a clear understanding of the next steps. And if you haven't learned anything about the propaganda machine for the last 3 years, 4 years, if they can create massive confusion, that people won't do anything.
That's true.
They will wait to see an authority figure tells them what to do. Well, I'm not playing that game. So I decided about a year ago, I started getting these impressions to do my own conference. I was traveling every week for the last 3 years. I had no want to do a conference. And then I just had this impression about 6 months ago, again, it's time for you to hold a conference. that is going to have nothing related to medicine. And you're going to teach everybody what you did with your patients for the last 20 years to reverse their illnesses, protect them from injury and harm and death from drugs and vaccines, like you did with your own family and your own patients. And you're going to teach them how to do it at home so that they have the confidence and faith in God's creation like I do. I mean, look, we've all studied so much, me personally, studied so much for the last 20 years to try to understand how the human body was designed, how it operates, how it functions, how you feed it, how you detox it, how you heal it. There's very few people that know how that works more than the four doctors I'm bringing to this conference.
Oh, it's only four?
There's only four.
Okay.
So there's going to be 2 days of speaking.
Okay.
Only four people are talking.
Wow.
So each of us are going to be presenting two topics on each day. So
okay.
Healingfortheages.com. Please go there. I'm just going to explain this to you real quick.
And when you're there, use promo code AMBER and you'll get a VIP virtual ticket.
Very good. Do you have a code or something?
AMBER.
AMBER. All right. AMBER. Put in the code and you go check it. It'll save you 10%. Do it right now. All right. So we all know and have heard, have you ever heard that there's this concern that there's probably graphene oxide in the shots? Have you heard this?
Yes.
Have you heard about nanoparticle hydrogel
yes.
in the shots? Have you heard about nanoparticles in general?
Yes.
Have you heard about hydrogels in general?
No. That was the first time I heard about hydrogels related to the shot.
Okay. They're in the shots. Have you heard about the COVID-19 vaccines causing myocarditis?
Yes.
Have you heard about people dying from sudden death
yes.
after getting COVID-19 vaccines? Uh-huh. Have you heard that COVID-19 was a virus that came out of a bat cave?
Yep.
Have you heard that the virus came from a seafood market?
Yes.
Have you heard that it might have come from a raccoon dog?
No.
That was the most recent one.
I didn't hear
about
that.
3 months ago, CDC Uh-oh. Said, we think it came from a raccoon dog.
Oh my gosh.
My very first reaction to that in the media was, seriously, none of us have ever seen a raccoon dog, much less touched one or had one lick us to get COVID.
What is that? Is that just like that rabbit that has antlers? What do they call that one?
They call it a jackalope.
A jackalope.
No, it's like a big dog. It looks like a raccoon. That's only in Asia. None of us have ever seen one. I've never seen one in a zoo.
Right.
So you've heard all these rumors.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Was COVID-19, is COVID-19 and its variants, is it a bat virus?
No.
No. No, it's not. Do we still hear that it is?
Yes.
Okay, 4 years later. Yes. Is SARS-CoV-2 the virus? Is this virus? Is it gain of function created?
Yes.
What does that mean?
That means they have manipulated the virus in a lab setting and added and deleted or whatever to create a super virus.
Exactly right. All right, so they created in a lab. Is that true?
That is true.
It is very true. How do we know this? Because it was published in January of 2020 by geneticists. Are you a geneticist?
Nope.
Am I a geneticist?
No.
Are chiropractors geneticists?
Nope.
Is any medical doctor at any of these conventions you're going to? Are any of them geneticists? No. Not a single one of them. Geneticists. Do you know what a geneticist does for a living?
I would imagine studying genes and manipulating genes. That's what I would think they do.
Experts in genes, DNA, RNA, mRNA, and origins of genetics. Okay? So when you go to your medical doctor and they go, hey, you've got high blood pressure, Amber. And they look at your chart and they go, I see your mom and dad did too. They'll say this, you genetically inherited high blood pressure from your mom and dad. How did they get that information, the medical doctor? It's because geneticists have told us that's where this propensity came from. Medical doctors didn't figure that out. Geneticists study genes. Medical doctors do not. Geneticists study genes. Geneticists who study genes isolated this protein gene of COVID and published in April of 2020. It's identical to two snake venoms.
Was that Ralph Barrett? Is he a geneticist? Ralph Barrett from North Carolina Chapel Hill?
He's a medical, sorry, he's a PhD, but he's not a geneticist. But he is a mad scientist.
Yeah, he is.
So geneticists figured out the spike proteins of COVID that were causing every symptom of COVID are two snake venoms, neurotoxins from the king cobra and the great snake.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
All right, here's something I want to share with you.
So how did venom
really quick
end up in all of you?
Really quick, there was a movie, I think it was called Sahara. And it had to do with this worldwide virus that was going to kill everybody. And there was two doctors from the WHO, the World Health Organization, that was going to save the day. And you know what they discovered this deadly virus was in? Water. And it was spread all over. And I'm watching it. It's an old film, Sahara. And I'm like, I was telling Christine, your assistant, I'm like, oh my God, Dr. journalist needs to watch this. Hollywood already told us what was going to happen.
Yeah, a lot of people actually wrote in and said, similar to that movie, they said, have you seen V for Vendetta?
Oh.
V is for Vendetta. In that movie, they talk about poisoning the water systems, great pandemics, and poison the people.
There was another show that I watched, and I can't think of the name of it, and it was something very similar to that, and I was like, holy crap, I watched that show. And I had to go back and rewind it to some other, like, a later episode, and like, Dr. Artis, he was right, it was in the film.
I want to let everybody know this. I came out with this documentary called Watch the Water. It was
yes.
Two meters. Blew it up on the whole world that the origin of COVID was actually venom from two snakes.
Right.
Geneticists proved this three times in the first 6 months in three different countries.
And one of the universities in my state in Arizona also did a paper on that, didn't they?
Oh my God, so then I showed this at the University of Arizona.
Yep.
In Arizona, in the Stu Peters documentary, Watch the Water, I showed the article from the University of Arizona. University of Arizona decides, we're going to see if we can help medical doctors find out what is in the blood of people with COVID-19 in hospitals that is the single marker they need to be watching and tracking. That ends up killing the patients.
And it was the venom.
And so they pulled 300 patients' blood samples from two different hospital systems. All of them died. They pulled their blood, ran their blood, and wanted to know what's in every single one of them that is in common. And then they published their findings. You know what the findings said?
Snake venom.
The title of the article reads, "It looks like venom coursing through the human body." Researchers identify that the single biomarker in COVID-19 patients' blood that is causing COVID-19 deaths is an enzyme found in rattlesnake venom.
That's crazy.
And it was found to be at levels 20 times higher than ever found in a human being ever in history. That's why they said it looks like venom coursing through the body. And then they identified what the enzyme of the venom was. And it's called phospholipase A2. And in a snake, that actually is what destroys and digests all the multiple organs in your body to cause multiple organ failure and death. Inside the Italy study, where geneticists ran DNA in the blood and feces and urine of all COVID-positive patients in June of 2020, they published there wasn't just two venoms in all their body tissues, there was 36 different venoms, 20 different snake venoms, 16 different ocean-dwelling creature venoms called starfish, and cone snail venoms in every one of their blood and feces. And in that list of 36 different venoms, 11 of them identified by geneticists, gene specialists, peer-reviewed, approved, and published, 11 of them are phospholipase A2 from all of these 20 snakes. The same thing they found in every patient of COVID that died in Arizona and at Johns Hopkins. They came out of all the blood from two different hospital systems in the country. So this is what's so important. As the medical community, and yes, all of you that have been locking arms and arms with me for the last 3 years, and all of you, and you know who you are, not all of you, but all of you that did this, that turned your back on me and told the world not to believe me, shame on you. The NIH just published in May of this year a paper titled, SARS-CoV-2 Spike Protein Targets Nicotine Receptors.
No, the NIH published that?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Look up the title of the paper. SARS-CoV-2 spike ectodomain targets alpha-7 nicotinic acetylcholine receptors. In the very first paragraph, it reads, the spike protein of COVID is identical to two snake venom neurotoxins.
Oh my God. The same NIH that funded the gain-of-function research.
Exactly right. So, my question, everybody sent to me this around the world and went, oh my God, why would the NIH even admit to this now? And I said,
right?
What do you mean, why would they admit to it? They dropped the national emergency of COVID in the middle of May of 2023. The very next week is when they published that paper. Now that the emergency's over, now we'll tell you the truth. And the truth is, it is weaponized snake venom. Why is this important? No one on earth that is speaking at these events is going to tell you how they're doing it. But I can show you how they're doing it. In fact, I'll show you, and then I'll let you look at it, and then take home the list of the 12 things in plants that destroy them all. And they're all natural. They're called plasmid-curing compounds. They have been putting inside of little DNA hoops or rings. They're called DNA plasmids. and they insert the payload inside of that hula hoop.
Wow.
They can put venom in there. They can put, they can put arsenic in there. They can put anything on it. But in all the COVID-19 sick people, it's plasmids with spike protein gene of venoms of the king cobra, crate snake, and all those other venomous creatures. Why is that significant? There are plasmid-carrying compounds in nature that destroy them all, so they can't get in your body to make your body make the venom.
Like what?
Like quercetin, like cannabis, like vitamin K2, like plumbago, a flower. Oh. And we're going to be teaching you all these things. They're super cheap. And inside of bee pollen, for example, is a substance got put in pea pollen that destroys all of them.
No.
Yep. So we're going to be presenting this information to you because people living with long hauler COVID symptoms, people with vaccine injuries, they all have plasmids that were injected in their body with the venom instructions to make their spike proteins. That geneticist has figured out. So I trust geneticists in their sphere of influence and in their career, their studies. I trust a chiropractor to know how to adjust people. I don't trust medical doctors to do it. Do you go to an MD to get adjusted? No. Do you go to an MD to get acupuncture? No. Not unless he's an acupuncturist. You go to the people who actually know what the hell they're talking about. And geneticists know genes. That's what they know. And they've consistently, consistently told you COVID is weaponized venom. Not from a bat. In fact, they published that in January 2020.
Wow.
That it isn't a bat. It's two snakes.
Yep.
And then CNN started publishing. Two snakes, cobra and the crate snake, are the origin of COVID. Go look it up.
Yeah, one of your presentations you showed over and over again where they were saying about the two snakes, the snake venom, over and over again.
Every single mainstream media. Yeah. Every news station was playing on every single newscast the whole first 5 months of COVID. They just had fact checkers go to work and spin the narrative over
You've
to
You've been really good at showing all the proof of where you're getting the information. When you go speak in public, and you'll show like the studies, you'll show news articles, you'll show, you're so good at that. So if anyone wants to see it, I recommend going to one of the past Reawaken tours where he spoke about it, and you could see, he'll show you all the studies, all the news articles that he's found this out.
Anybody wants to dismiss my claims, just aren't looking at it.
You just can't
not look and then say it's not relevant. Right. You gotta look at it first.
How did you figure out the correlation between nicotine and the COVID and the shots and all that stuff? How did you find the correlation with that? That was fascinating.
Yeah, it is.
I have learned so much from you in the years that I've watched you and known you.
I mean, I learn every
day.
That
was fascinating.
I would love to say I could tell y'all everything I learn every day.
Yeah.
I can only pick and choose what deserves.
Yeah.
So many things, right? Nobody on the earth, not even me, knows everything.
No,
so
of course.
I learned from learning.
Yeah.
So I'm constantly learning. Great question. How did I come up with a nicotine recommendation for COVID? That literally has worked for everybody who's tried it just about. All right. How did we come to that conclusion? The geneticist in France said that the king cobra venom spike protein and the crate venom called bungrotoxin spike protein, they only target one receptor in the body, and it ain't ACE2 receptors.
And that's where the nicotine goes, to the ACE2 receptors?
It's called alpha-7 nicotine receptors. And they said what's interesting about this is that these venoms target these nicotine receptors, and this is why smokers aren't getting affected by COVID.
Wow.
Because the nicotine in their body binds to those receptors better than venom does. Stronger than venom does. And then they said every government around the world needs to start. That's what I said. Every government around the world, please, in April of 2020, they said, needs to start investing in nicotine agent studies to beat the COVID-19 pandemic. To this day, they did a study. I showed it today. 8 million people worldwide, they got COVID. The least diagnosed with COVID ever once, even mild acute. The only demographic with the least COVID positive cases are smokers worldwide. There's no other sex demographic, age demographic, disease, comorbidities. It's only smokers are the only ones not affected.
Oh my gosh.
So this is how we answer.
You realize there's an attack on cigarettes? Now I know cigarettes aren't good for you.
No.
But there's an attack on cigarettes. So I need to understand this because you're going to be able to teach me this.
Yeah,
How come there's not an attack on cigarettes? There's an attack on cigarettes, but not on smoking marijuana, and all these states have marijuana laws to allow the use of marijuana. Why are they in favor of marijuana and not cigarettes?
So nicotine is only in tobacco, not in the cannabis plants. So that's why they're not caring as much about marijuana. Once the venom's in your body, quercetin and cannabis won't impact it because it's already bound to cells in your body. Nicotine's the only thing that releases it. This is why the attacks on tobacco plants. So right when my Watch the Water documentary came out, within 2 months, the United Kingdom, Canada, remember at the end of the Watch the Water documentary, I put the antidote, number one is nicotine. Canada within 2 months, UK within 2 months, America within 2 months, New Zealand within 2 months, and Australia all in the same week, 2 months later, said, we all now have all five of those countries have national health agendas that they announced, which is we are going to have a tobacco-free country by the year 2030.
Wow.
So they started putting in all these rules, extra taxes. That they're
so this is part of the Agenda 2030 plan too?
Yes.
Oh my God, what are these? These guys are crazy.
What's the Agenda 21? What was one of the goals?
Of Agenda 20...
Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, what is it?
Agenda 2030 and Agenda 2020, it's like they want all control where we have
control.
Nothing. It's a slave state.
Is there a depopulation agenda?
Yes, big time. Yep.
They realized during this 3-year experiment that smokers didn't die from COVID. So in order to get people to sign up for their vaccine injected plasmids in the future, for whatever they introduce as a virus pandemic in the future, they needed to make sure cigarettes and tobacco products are not available to them. This is what's insane. In January 2020, when Wuhan, China, was announcing this novel new pneumonia, they said around the world, we're going to have to shut down all hospitals and make all beds available only to the coming sick people.
Right.
And they said this in January 2020, we expect all hospitals around the world to be full, singularly, of all smokers.
They said, smokers?
We expect 95% of all hospitalized patients to be smokers in January 2020. This is why they said there's so many people smoking in the world, and because they have diseased lungs from smoking, when they inhale this respiratory virus, they're going to die. So we can't have any out-of-patient surgical units running any operations right now. Close those down. Take all available beds. Were any hospitals ever flooded with patients? No.
Only on the COVID floor.
Their weapons sucked.
Yes. If there was, we wouldn't have seen all the doctors and nurses dancing on TikTok videos.
Yeah.
Or they wouldn't have fired all doctors and nurses who didn't get the shot. If it was that bad, if it was that flooded, they couldn't have afforded to lose a single doctor or nurse.
Within 4 months, they knew and announced that less than 5% of all people worldwide that were in hospitals for COVID were smokers, and it was the lowest demographic. Now it's less than 2%.
Wow, that's amazing.
And so they said, this is weird because we thought 95% of all of them would be smokers and only less than 5 are. That doesn't make any sense. And it only made sense once the geneticist figured out what the weapon was they were calling COVID. Because if those venoms bind to nicotine receptors and smokers have nicotine on those receptors already, the venom can't get there. And you won't lose your taste and smell.
Wow.
You can't get a fever. You can't start a cough. You can't get chills. Because the venom was hitting nicotine receptors on the cells of your nervous system that make it hard for you to breathe. When the venom gets in your body anyway, your body produces an immune response that raises your fever. You're going to make mucus to try to cough it out, poop it out, pee it out.
Right.
So that's what we experienced. A whole bunch of massive lies. So the Healing for the Ages conference, we're going to teach you guys how they made plasmids over this last 72 years, what things in nature beat them, what tests you can do that are super affordable to look for E. coli and yeast in your belly and in your intestines that they are using as the biological weapons manufacturing factories. Once they put these plasmids into your body through air, water, food, and vaccines, bacteria and yeast in your gut will draw in the plasmids and start manufacturing venom nonstop. So when people like Dr. Sherry Tempany said people are going to be dying in the next 3 to 5 years with this mRNA technology, they didn't know why. But for sure, you will have worse outcomes if you're a diabetic, have bacteria and yeast in your body because sugar feeds those bugs.
Yes.
They keep those bugs alive in your body. You'll be replicating the venoms nonstop. You will develop myocarditis. You will develop terminal cancers. You will develop being paralyzed. You will develop Parkinson's. You will develop type 1 diabetes. Guaranteed all of you. This is what's going to happen. In fact, I'm so sure. Did you see the WHO just said? In the next 27 years, there's going to be 2.5 times more diabetics on this earth than there is right now.
That doesn't surprise me. Wow.
The venoms, they know, target the beta cells in the pancreas and make you a diabetic within 72 hours. So we're going to teach you at the Healing for the Ages conference. Go to healingfortheages.com, put in the promo code AMBER, save you 10% off. Please tell everybody on the planet, nothing's going to be hard. We're going to actually introduce to the world plants that cure you and your environment of plasmids, and they're all in nature. And then we're going to teach you what tests to do to figure out if you have E. coli and yeast in your body. Then we're going to teach you what the solutions are to you if you have them, and they're easy and cheap. Some of it's just changing your diet. And then the third thing is we're going to show you that graphene oxide is published, that there's something in the dirt God put in the dirt that grabs graphene oxide and pulls it out of the body and actually keeps it from binding to venoms, nanohydrogel, and being affected by 5G radiation. going to teach you what that is, and it's not expensive. So we're going to teach you what that is and how it works. We're actually going to give everybody in attendance some of it. We actually have $400 worth of supplementing products we're giving people who come and sit in the seats.
Wow.
And it's all the stuff we're going to be using.
Oh, my gosh.
And then, so you got that. And then we have the 5G radiation.
Yes.
Is a part of the bioweapon machinery
it is.
To make the bacteria, yeast, and the venoms replicate
it's
faster.
It's making people so sick, giving people cancer. It's part of the smart city agenda. It's part of the digital currency. It's a wicked 5G technology.
And then for those who still have venoms in their body, or body was producing them, those things help stop the body from continuing to make them. But if they're in there, where they're going to teach you how to release the venoms off your cells that are causing your symptoms of disease, Parkinson's, MS, it doesn't matter. We're going to teach you how to release it. Then I'm going to teach you in nature what breaks apart the venoms that helps you detoxify the body.
Right.
And they're all in nature. None of the recommendations we're going to give you for any of this is going to be more than two things for any of those steps.
Okay.
So
that makes it very simple.
Oh, and then we're going to teach you what we do at home.
Yeah.
With gravity filters of water and distilleries.
Okay.
Countertop distillation to actually remove all venoms, poisons, glyphosate, fluoride out of the water, and it's less than $1,000 for your whole home.
What if you go to the water store and get your purified water at the water store? Do we need to be worried?
You can do that, but I had my reverse osmosis filter water delivered to my house for the last 6 years.
Yeah.
6 months ago, I broke out with a psoriatic rash all over my legs and my feet just drinking that water that I've been drinking for 6 years.
Wow.
I had that water tested, and guess what was being put in my water being delivered to my home where my family and my kids live?
Wow.
First thing that populates is a toxic dose of remdesivir was being put in my water.
No way.
Yes,
way. No way.
Yeah, look it up. Before it's news, just published an article.
Oh, my God.
That I was attempted to be murdered by my own water company. So remdesivir was in my water. Arsenic was number two. Barbiturates were number three. And then there's seven different venoms, including cobra venom, crate venom, five different cone snail venoms
water. Where do you get that tested at?
I took my water samples to a clinic up in Ohio and had them analyze it with this technology out of Europe to find anything, poisons, toxins, venoms, inside of any substrate.
Wow. Wow. So this water distillation process is going to clean all that out?
Exactly right.
And you're going to teach that at the conference?
That's going to get it out of the water so you can drink water that's not laced with all that crap.
So healingfortheages.com. And promo code AMBER to save
10%. That's right.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Dr. Artis.
Oh, and just so you know, this is Dr. Jana Schmidt. She's going to be a Healing for the Ages. Her last name starts with an S. She is the S in Ages.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break. Hey friends, I want to tell you what I recently did. I broke away from the big three. I was tired of the woke mobile, and I wanted to go to Christian conservative company that I could trust that support the organizations that I value, and that is Patriot Mobile. So when you go to patriotmobile.com/amber, you are going to get free activation. It is super easy to get started to switch from the big three to Patriot Mobile. They'll walk you step by step. It is not difficult at all. And I've had tremendous service since I made the switch. So I recommend if you want to vote with your wallet and support a company that supports your values, go to patriotmobile.com/amber and save on a free activation. So that's patriotmobile.com/amber. Now the links are in the description below or on my website at theambermayshow.com/promo. So check that out. So it's time to vote with our wallet, ditch the woke mobile, and go to a Christian conservative mobile. And that is patriotmobile.com/amber.
Hey everybody, this is Cash Patel and you're watching The Amber May Show.
Wow, it's so soft and smooth.
It's cool to the touch. How did you do that?
Well, we took MyPillow's patented fill and combined it with this new technology that we didn't have back then when I invented MyPillow to bring you the best pillow in history, MyPillow 2.0. Because of all of you, MyPillow 2.0 has been a huge success. And now we're bringing you our best-selling go-anywhere MyPillows with the same temperature-regulating technology. Made with my patented adjustable fill and brand-new cooling fabric, they're truly the next generation of MyPillow. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to save over 60% on our MyPillow 2.0 four-pack special. You'll get two MyPillows and two go-anywhere MyPillows. Regular $259.92, now only $99.98. King size, just $10 more. This is a limited time offer, so please order now.
You are listening to the Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
Now, you're with SafeOne, is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
That is so important today, because what's disappointing to me is I'm in a networking group, and one of the people in our networking group is one of the biggest blood banks in our state.
Okay.
And they are accepting people who have had the COVID shots.
Yes, that's correct.
That worries a lot of people, especially those that chose not to get vaccinated.
Yeah.
Now they need a blood transfusion. Now they've just got injected with mRNA technology. So tell me what is so special about blood transfusion?
Yeah, well, that's a very legitimate concern, right? Because we have had multiple levels of evidence, you know, and multiple confirmation that people who were not exposed to the mRNA vaccine then had very severe adverse events, primarily death, because those are the easiest ones to record, from receiving an mRNA vaccinated blood donation, right? So what we do is we match un-mRNA vaccinated donors with people who need to receive transfusions who are, say, like you or me, who have not received the mRNA and don't want it through the back door, or the elevated spike protein or all the other attendant problems potentially with that blood. And we also match unvaccinated donors with people who have had the vaccine but have said, hey, this was a bad idea, I don't want further exposure. So we're not excluding anyone, and I even see it as something of a ministry that, and a call to action for the non-vaccinated to say, hey, we can meet a real pressing need that is only growing, right, as people become more awake of how dangerous these vaccines are.
So we need to go to the logistics of how does this work, because like the major blood banks, they supply all the hospitals all the time, so if you get a car accident and you need blood transfusion, there's blood on hand.
Yeah.
So how does SafeBlood might differ? How do we use SafeBlood in a hospital system?
Yeah, so the way a blood bank works, right, is they have this blood on hand, and every 90 days they're having to throw away portions of that blood because it only lasts for a certain period of time. And so, but then also, since they're not making any attempts to segregate or track or restrict, you know, vaccinated versus unvaccinated blood, there we estimate there's probably a 70 to 80% chance that you would get mRNA vaccinated blood from, say, a institution like the Red Cross. So what we've done, now similarly, there's an enormous amount of infrastructure that has to exist for a blood bank. There's regulations, there's just technology. You know, you'd have to be able to test with 100% accuracy, is this vaccinated or unvaccinated, if you're gonna run a, say, an unvaccinated blood bank. So what we did was, our founder had the foresight to say, how do we step in and fill this need now so that we can save lives, help people's health, give them peace of mind right now with their need now. And that is the most efficient, most effective way to do that is matching. So let's say you and I both live in Fort Lauderdale, and you're A negative and I'm A negative, and you've said, hey, I want to be a donor, right? Or you're a member, right? Members who are not mRNA vaccinated can donate and receive. And so, but we also have donor members who are just people who say, hey, I'm just interested in donating. They can do that with us for free. But I have a need, say, I need that transfusion. So what I do is I contact SafeBlood as a member and I say, hey, look, I'm actually going in for surgery in 3 weeks or 4 weeks. Can you match me with someone? And they say, well, perfect. We've got someone in Fort Lauderdale who's also A negative. Actually, we have two or three people, and we're going to connect this so that, you know, if Amber can't make it that day because of some, you know, maybe she gets the flu or something, right, then there's backup, right? And that way, we're able to fill that need with an unvaccinated donor. And that's called directed donation, right?
See, I wish I could donate, but I have low iron.
Okay,
so
yeah.
I've tried so many times. I have O negative blood.
Oh, no. Yeah,
blood.
Yeah.
I have great blood.
Yeah, you got great blood. Yeah.
Okay. So
okay. Well, hey, well then, you know, you just join up and become a, you know, recipient if you need it. Yeah. And there's, so we have different levels of membership, but one thing I like to impress the most is that anything people do to sign up, even if they don't need a blood transfusion right away or a long time down the road, or hopefully never, they are investing in ensuring the safe blood supply of the United States into the future and for their kids and grandchildren. I mean, this this whole thing threw everyone an enormous curveball, right? Nobody expected an engineered virus coming out of Wuhan, except, of course, the people who engineered it. Nobody expected that we would then be given a dangerous vaccine that was actually counterproductive, even to fighting the virus itself. So, and then nobody expected that so many people would take it, that it would have such an effect on the blood supply. So we've all had to do all of this work now to try to get things back to some semblance of normal. And something that, for example, we're working on is what's the problem, what's the outlook for emergency medicine, right? So if I, even I working for Safe Blood, if I were to have a car accident or need emergency blood, or someone in my family, I cannot get a guaranteed non-mRNA blood in an emergency situation because there's time for processing that's required. And not just time for processing on our end. If somebody showed up with it that minute, it would still have to go through physical processing at a hospital. So we're working on technology for rapid testing, everything we can do to be able to ensure that safe blood supply, be able to bring even emergency blood to people. And for that, you know, we need members. We've got a foundation. We just launched a charitable foundation that's going to push this research into the future. It's going to fund the scientific work that needs to be done, and it's going to push the legislation that's required to maintain these medical freedoms. So if anyone wants to give to our foundation, you know, that's a great way to invest in the health freedom of the future. And that's also at safeblood.com.
Now, is this nationwide, or is it only in so many states?
Oh, we're all over. So we were actually originated in Switzerland.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a Swiss naturopath in 2021 who started to see blood under magnification and the drastic difference between a normal healthy person's blood and then somebody who had been vaccinated, regardless of what symptoms they might or might not be showing. They might be completely asymptomatic, and nevertheless, you give them a pinprick and you put that blood under the microscope, and there was clear microclotting going on. And he described it as something he hadn't seen except in, say, stage 4 cancer patients. So they were very alarmed, and within a month, by September of 2021, Safe Blood was founded. Yeah, so as a result, we're global. We're in over 53 countries. We have members in every state of the United States. You know, we're the global leader and the largest and the first in this area. But we do, you know, we also work and collaborate with the other people who later started to see the need and have also stepped up. And we really want to maintain a united front of, you know, really the safe blood providers.
Yeah. See, this is a great solution to the problem because a lot of us are worried about that, you know, about what happens in emergency situations. And this is a wonderful solution to that.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, please go to safeblood.com. You can also follow us at Twitter at safe_blood3. That's our Twitter handle. And there's different ways to become involved, all the way from the free membership as a donor, just to step up and say, hey, I'm willing to donate. You may never have to donate, right? We don't take your blood then and there. We just say, you're a resource, who's available should that need arise? And all the way up to saying, hey, maybe I want to fund your research and development for rapid testing to advance that important cause of being able to provide blood in emergency situations. All of that is there.
So safeblood.com.
Exactly.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break. Hey guys, I want to give you a pro tip to help keep your family healthy when everyone around you is coughing, sniffling, or sneezing, okay? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go first to drstellamd.com. When you're there, go ahead and grab some COVID bites. Also, get your ivermectin, set up your telemed appointment, and get your ivermectin. I'm going to give you a promo code to help you save some money, and use promo code AMBERMAY, one word, and that'll help you save money. Now, here's your pro tip for you. You can use this on your entire family. The adult doses too. I've talked to a medical expert. They said cut it in half when you're dealing with children, so one tablet. What I do with my kids, because it's just too big of a pill for them, I get a blender, I put a pill in there, I fill it with water and like some flavoring, and then boom, I have them drink it before school. Pro tip, and what it has, and it's amazing. It has quercetin, vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, all the therapeutics to help keep your body healthy and working at optimum health. Support your body's immune system when you use the Kobe Bites. They're amazing. So go to drstellamd.com, grab your Kobe Bites, get your ivermectin, use promo code AmberMay, and save some money.
Hey guys, this is Pastor Greg Locke, and you are listening to The Amber May Show.
What if I told you that there was a beauty product that also helped block fat? Would you be interested? I know you would, because it's something I'm interested in. The older I got, the more wrinkles that are showing up on the forehead, under the eyes. I got this Timeless box. It's amazing because the oil goes on after I clean up my face. The oil goes on and it helps with wrinkles. It helps with any kind of skin issues you might have. It's great for deterring insect bites. You gotta try it. It's amazing with that. And it's super easy. You just put it on your face and it just helps with any kind of skin issues you might have. Not only does the oil do that, but it also blocks fat. So put a dropper in your mouth right before you have a meal and you could be stopping fat right before the get-go. So if you wanna lose weight and you wanna have a beautiful looking face, or if you have skin, anything as skin that you're just like, I don't like this, then get the Timeless Pack at thetimelesspack.com. Use my name, Amber May. Use promo code Amber May and save almost half off on the Timeless Pack. So that's thetimelesspack.com. Promo code Amber May and save some money for getting your wrinkles and fat loss. In the early 1900s, like in 1920s, 30s, with $20, you used to be able to buy an entire men's suit. You could get the handkerchief, the tie, the vest, the jacket, the pants, the belt, everything. And you could also buy that with a piece of gold. Now, in today's standards, you can't buy much with $20, maybe a tie, maybe that's it. You could not even come close to an entire men's suit with a $20 bill. However, if you still had a piece of gold, you could still buy an entire men's suit with that piece of gold. See, silver and gold have intrinsic value, and it's had intrinsic value since the beginning of time. It's always been a currency around since the existence of man, gold and silver. So why not protect your investments and protect your earning power by owning some gold and silver? And the easiest way to do that is contacting Jim Tewell at EPSWealthManagement.com. That's Edward Paul Sam, WealthManagement.com, EPSWealthManagement.com. Give him a call and let him know you'd like some, to have some tangible assets in your portfolio. You'd like to have some gold and silver, and he can help you do that. So if you're ready to protect yourself and protect your investments, then go ahead and give Jim Tewell a call, whom you've seen on our program at EPSWealthManagement.com. Let him know Amber May sent you. Thank you for joining us today on The Amber May Show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if there's someone that came to mind, please share this episode with them. Please follow us on Telegram at The Amber May Show, True Social Amber May, Frank Socially Amber May, or Clout Hub. I can't wait to see you next time on The Amber May Show.